The dedicated space just off the college's main student lounge features a world map dotted with pins indicating where the college's 80 student veterans served in the U.S. and across the globe. Massachusetts Secretary of Veterans Services Coleman Nee says the Commonwealth has seen an explosion of student vets as 45,000 service members have returned from tours in Afghanistan and Iraq since 9/11.
To support those student veterans while they're on campus, understanding their non-traditional students rather, with some very unique circumstances that have led them to that college campus, and also some unique challenges and some unique obstacles that they're overcoming.
Chris Brose was deployed to Iraq for 8 months as a member of the U.S. Army's 1st Cavalry Division. Now in his first year at Berkshire Community College studying human services, Brost is a member of the school's Student Veterans Alliance.
Yeah, it was rough for me. I was discharged in 2010, and for a couple of years I was, having problems reintegrating. I didn't really use the VA to its full capacity, and through trial and tribulation last year, I got into the VA a little more actively and started using, the resources to allow myself to get better, mentally, because that was my biggest issue. I had PTS, and I started getting treatment for that. And then that basically pushed me toward want to goal of coming back to school and furthering my education so I can help other veterans.
Using $15,000 from a U.S. Department of Labor grant, the college furnished the lounge and created a part-time Veterans Affairs position to help student vets navigate benefits and career services. Secretary Nee says the state's 370,000 veterans face challenges in navigating a state benefit system designed for the nearly 1 million men who returned from World War II.
What the veterans in Massachusetts are particularly finding here today is that most of them are deployed out of the Guard and Reserve. They've done multiple deployments, which is very unusual given when you benchmark it against other conflicts. These are folks that leave their families, leave their jobs, leave their lifestyles. They take financial hits. They're gone for holidays. Their kids they don't have their kids around. Their kids don't have mom or dad around. When they come back, they're coming back to a society that doesn't necessarily have the big bases that we have down south where everybody's husband or everybody's wife or everyone's parents have deployed.
One of the most difficult systems to navigate is veteran health care. Nee believes the future lies in public and private partnerships between the state, the VA, and organizations like the Home Base program. With a clinic in Boston, Home Base offers health care to post-9/11 veterans, regardless of discharge status and their families. Travis Weiner is the organization's veteran outreach coordinator.
We work very closely with the VA. Many of our clinicians have experience there. We cross-refer. We understand that there's gaps that each of us can fill. For example, our relationship with Metro Boston VA is such that if a clinician at the VA encounters a veteran with another non-normal discharge status, they know to refer him directly to us.
The result of a partnership between Massachusetts General Hospital and the Red Sox Foundation, Home Base specializes in mental health care and offers discounted transportation programs for veterans who require travel to receive care. It will soon open another clinic in Manchester, New Hampshire, and plans to expand across New England. Meanwhile, Secretary Nee says the federal government shutdown slowed the state's work on a backlog of veterans' claims, but didn't get to a point where cities and towns had to step in to replace federal funding.
I mean, $68 million in compensation and pension per month comes into Massachusetts from the VA. And you don't pay those checks, that's $68 million out of the economy on day one. And we had to, and a lot of those folks live off of that. And so that would have been a significant challenge for them, and a lot of them were stressed about that.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.